Dr. Thomas Quinn has spent a quarter of a century researching HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. He works at the Johns Hopkins University Medical School in Baltimore, Maryland, where lab technicians handle the live AIDS virus. In June, Dr. Quinn published a study that shows an alarming trend.
If you look at the scope of health problems in women across the world, the number one infectious disease problem, without a doubt, is HIV, AIDS.
Dr. Quinn's research shows that in sub-Saharan Africa, 60% of the 28 million people with HIV disease are female. In the Caribbean, women account for half of those living with the virus, and women make up one-third of those with HIV in Latin America.
It has spread rapidly over the last 25 years into women to a point where it now outnumbers the number of cases in men in the developing world.
Dr. Quinn says women have a higher risk of contracting AIDS because of their biology and social status. Young women are especially vulnerable to contracting the virus through tears in the vagina. In many countries, women are unable to demand that their partners or husbands wear condoms. In some societies, men are allowed to have multiple sex partners, and then they spread the infection to their wives.
All of those sociological parameters added in with the biological susceptibility of women make for a huge opportunity for an epidemic of HIV in women.
In the United States, data from the Centers for Disease Control show most of the new infections are among African American and Hispanic women. Half of the 1.1 million Americans infected with the AIDS virus are African American.
We're giving out information about HIV.
It's a statistic that alarms Terry Anderson, who heads the National Association of People with AIDS, a nonprofit organization.
Considering that African Americans are only 13% of the U.S. population, that is such a disproportionate impact that it concerns us greatly.
Both Mr. Anderson and Dr. Quinn point to AIDS education and treatment as the answer. Mr. Anderson says it has to be tailored for each specific cultural group. Dr. Quinn says women need strategies to empower them in negotiating safer sex. But funding is also an issue. The United Nations warns much more money is needed to fight the global epidemic. Mr. Anderson says that's true in the United States as well, where AIDS clinics cannot keep up with the demand for treatment, and some are cutting back on services. Carol Pearson, VOA News.